Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And, of course, I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Ms. Drama. Say hi, Ms. Drama.
Hey.
And, of course, we want to hear from you. So if you want to holler at us, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're too shy for that, You can't stand the chance to holler at Ms. Drama, you can feel free to email her, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. She will read all your emails, of course. And, you know, if you want to send her some flattering pictures, she'll take those also. Anyway, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com is the email address. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, something you want to talk about on the show, or somebody you think would be good on the show, I'll add us. In the meanwhile, you know, I've had the opportunity to create that segment, the things that white people do. And I sat up and I thought, you know what? It's not right for me to single out a whole race of people on crazy things that they do. So I am now going to be race neutral. I'm going to say things that crazy people do. And you know what the first thing that crazy people do?
What?
They marry their cats. Yep. Barbarella Buchner. She is celebrating her 11-year anniversary of marrying her two pet cats. She went online and got an interspecies marriage license.
That's not valid.
Don't matter. It's the thought that counts.
You know what? You are absolutely right.
You have that intention. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like one day you're like looking at your dog and like, you know what? I love you unconditionally.
They've been treating them good and everything.
Right. I think that we should just get hitched. And bam, you just go online, you print out your certificate, y'all have y'all little ceremony, and bam, you and that dog are one.
Dog can't say no, or I want a divorce, or, you know, like, that's forcefully done.
Well, I mean, she said that she bribed him with a couple cans of tuna, so, you know.
That albacore.
Right. Hey, that albacore, man. Come on.
Albacore is a good. That's a good shit.
That's what I'm saying. So if you throw that albacore, the cats are like, where do I sign? I put my paw. Right. I put my paw right here.
Let me just be the first one to say, that's not right.
Okay.
Yeah. Interspecies.
Interspecies nuptial.
So you can marry anything.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh.
You can marry that jellyfish that sting the hell out of you in the Caribbean.
Or the one that you pay for all the constipated goldfish that could get married.
They probably already are on the low.
Common law, at least.
Hey, you had them. If a goldfish can goldfish live 7 years?
I our goldfish died in like a week. Maybe that only happened in my house.
Come on now, you can't be copping the murder on live on the air. Oh, you know, MF Doom made a song about that. Rappers right. Snitches. You can't be snitching on yourself.
I did just really dry snitch on myself.
Yeah, you just, I kill goldfish every week. Come on. You know what? You're just going to stop. Stop the tape right there. We don't go no further. We going to get back on these crazy folks. No crimes for you. No more crime for you, Ms. Drama.
Okay.
Yeah. Cakes. If anybody's bought any cakes, especially from Serbia, if you're still alive or not in the hospital, don't eat it. Because
making cakes in Serbia?
Yeah, you know, there are people who bake there in Serbia. And unfortunately, what they did was there were 18,000 cakes that were in the Serbian landfill site. They dug them up and resold them on the black market.
What?
Yeah.
Like a cake.
Cake. 18,000 of them.
And resold the cake.
Yeah, they was in the land. They was in the landfill. Was like, man, it's perfectly good cake.
Cause the landfill, that's the trash, right? That's like
That's pretty much where. Yeah, that's where your trash goes.
And they took them out and stuff. So wait a minute. First of all.
Hold on. We have a caller.
For cake.
Cake. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to.
Speaking of cakes, I think it's pretty crazy for there to be a black market for cakes for Serbia. I've never heard of that. And then to dig up 18,000 and sell it, that's beyond madness.
That's beyond belief, right?
Well, yes.
That's what I said, things that crazy people do. They dig up 18,000 cakes and resell them on the black market.
And then I think online I'm a little bit behind. I wanted to say about spinsters being out of control now. It's one thing you hear about, and like you said, you're not just going to say one race. So I'm not saying it's just women, but you hear about single people and their pets. And now with the marriage, it's just out of control now.
I totally agree. It's disgusting. Like, yep. I hate to think beyond this, you know, piece of paper they got printed out saying they married. Like, what else is going on with these families?
And I actually think that there are more than what we know about, because now I can't go to the grocery store without somebody's pet in the cart. In regular stores and in service dogs are one thing, but these dogs are not service dogs, the ones I've been seeing lately. So I guess now that you hit me to game, I guess I should think maybe that's their spouse.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I mean, quiet as kept. I mean, because I know I've seen that too. And so, you know, first I want to say thank you, caller, for calling in. And hopefully we'll get to hear from you again.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
And, just don't feed them cake, I guess, from Serbia. And
they wedding cake might have been from Serbia.
Right.
They don't know.
That's what I'm saying. And so if you bought that cake online, picked it up, I mean, technically you could be charged with murder.
I wonder how they got caught.
Well, they were all rotten cakes, so I'm guessing somebody.
oh my God, wait, don't, because you know my stomach. And then my birthday was last week. I just had like 4 cakes, you know, so I'm just like.
Well, I hope you knew where it came from.
How could I know? I only know it came from a grocery store.
All right. Well, you're still alive, so I guess you didn't have one of them Serbian cakes.
I'm going to give it a couple more days before we say for sure.
All right. I mean, because, you know, I know a bunch of old men, if you fall out, who would love to give you mouth to mouth.
I got a DNR. It's a do not resuscitate.
And since we own crazy folk still, because I, you know, we gotta dedicate this whole setting to crazy folk. The craziest of them all was Casey Multer. Casey Multer has a psychic girlfriend, and it's from my favorite state of Florida. So, you know, any longtime listeners know that I have a love affair with Florida that just will never end. And down in Florida, Casey Multer, he trashed his girlfriend in 1997 Nissan Altima because she told him his dead grandmother would appear in his dream and commit an unusual sex act with him involving an erotic adult device.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
It happened? Is that why he was mad?
Well, according to him, he said that he couldn't get the image out of his head. And so what he did, he damaged the car, smashed it, the window, whatnot, deflated the tires, and he threw a used condom onto the car.
The hell?
Yeah.
Now, see, I was a part about not being able to get the image out your head, but I don't know why you were crazy.
Well, that was the point. He felt like, hey, you know what? You can't be putting images of my grandma with him in the dream. I mean, because I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, grandma with a sex device in my dream, you know, I'm never going back to sleep.
Ever.
Ever. I'm sorry. Forget Freddy Krueger. That's a dream you ain't trying to have.
Hey, really?
So, yeah. Yeah, he did all that over her dream. So now he's going to go to jail. And he ain't going to have to worry about grandma coming to see him in his dream. He's going to have all them dudes that's lined up.
And the crazy part about it is that it's still going to be stuck in his head.
Right.
Yeah.
That's double jeopardy. So he got the dream and you got the, I mean, because he threw a used condom. I'm hoping he used that used condom on like a real person. Anyway. It's
I'm not touching that one.
Yeah. We just gonna go break, but see, that's some crazy people. That's what crazy people do. Crazy,
right. just crazy. So we're not saying a color. It's not official.
Nope.
You can just figure that part out for yourself. I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, that or just don't date a psychic no more.
Well, I mean, but if that's our job, because she couldn't help it being, you know, a.
Come on, you know that's malicious.
How is that malicious?
Because you can't wish nothing worse on somebody to say. If I tell you, hey, you know what? You're going to have a dream where your grandpa has a sex device and you and him going to be getting it on in your dream. Come on.
That's disturbing.
Exactly. Keep that to yourself. Yeah. All right. We're going to go on break.
You need it.
Yeah, my stomach is starting to churn a little bit just talking about this. So, we're going to get some hip-hop in. This little brother, Speed Racing, Gangsta Grill.
Fuck it is. Little brother, DJ Drama, Gangsta Grill, separate but equal.
Gangsta Grill!
Let's go. Sky Zoo, little brother, Sean Don. Nice wonder, y'all. I've been an originator. If my name's on it, I'm the creator. So on a day to day, I'm ducking from perpetrators. Haters talk a lot of nonsense, this, that, and the third. But when Sky get the stomp and they sit back on their words, homie, I ain't deal with that bullshit. Bite my style, you block down on some paid bullshit. I dry it up quick, I don't play with my music. You don't got the heart or the talent, then you shouldn't do this. Everybody wanna shine, everybody spits bars, everybody got rhymes, and everybody click hard. When the truth is, none of your vehicles is ruthless. Having an imaginary burner can't do shit. But I do what I do, move how I move. My life's like a lost video, two live crew. Still got the hood on smash, so when I look over my shoulders, New York is looking right back. Slow down the speed racing, dudes keep hating. But the minute we gone, we become their favorite. Everybody tough, everybody talk play. But when the chips is down, nobody wanna say shit. Yeah. Slow it down, slow it down, y'all. Slow it down, y'all. Slow it down, slow it down. Down, y'all. Speed racing, dudes keep hating. But the minute we gone, we become the favorite. Fine figure, still sick with the homonyms. I say what up to your mans and your moms and them. A lot of niggas wanna take my place. Geek down, get the fuck out my face like Tom and them. I'm up in Chop Shop wandering. High the gang, got fucked up, sat back and assessed it. Niggas really think that if they ain't been arrested, shot or locked up, we ain't interested. That ain't all truth, and that ain't all you. And if it ain't no need to lie about it. Just cause a nigga got the skills to sell dope, don't mean he got the same skills to rap about it. I came to rep the true article, making every word, every verse feel like it was a part of you. I never mind about no robbing or thieving. Still got you niggas vibing and weaving like barber school. So fuck haters and the naysayers. On the low, niggas is probably eighth graders. Cats that won't play us cause they play favorites. In the long term, on my own terms, I make it
slow down the speed race. Come on, dudes keep hating, but the minute we gone, we become their favorite. Everybody tough, everybody talk play. But when the chips is down, nobody wanna say shit. Yeah. Slow it down,
slow it down,
slow it down,
slow it down,
slow it down. Slow it down, slow it down, speed racing. Dudes keep hating, but the minute we gone, we become the savior.
The illest, it is the realest, you know. Ninth wonder on the drums, an impeccable flow. Toe for toe, the only heavy spitters you know. Say I'm in it for the money, but I came with dough. That's for show. Niggas do things for show. Buy shit they don't need. 6 months they pull out the dough. Record moving out the stove, but they call repo. House resold. Mama said everything that glitters ain't. Go. Truth be told, I got what you need right now. Pound for pound, we can go round for round. But you're looking at the best up from the underground. I got the booth on fire in the city under siege. Name one rapper fucking with me. Bitch, please, that's worth. Niggas is whack. If you was rhyming in the mirror, your reflection won't be melting it back. Lyrically, I can't stand y'all niggas. I'ma start T-painting y'all career, turning rappers into singers. And I know some of y'all are like, who the fuck is he? All confident. I know he ain't talking to me. Slow it down. Niggas too quick to run their mouths. Get down with the king. This is Sean Don's house. Big doze on the couch, drinking ginger ale and vodka. Bet my publishing, he can outshine your roster. Lords of the underground, we some chief rockers. This is the A-team, I'm B.A. Baracus. This is that crack, this is that coke. Said a few drug references, now they say I'm dope.
Slow down the speed racing, dudes keep hating. But the minute we gone, we become their favorite. Everybody tough, everybody talk play. Ripper when the chips is down, nobody wanna say shit. Yeah. Slow it down, slow it down,
slow
y'all.
Down, y'all.
Slow it down, slow it down,
slow
y'all.
Down, y'all.
Speed racing, dudes keep hating. But the minute we gone, we become their favorite.
And like that, we gone. Oh yeah, I got this thing too. It's what I come from. My swagger is at an all-time high. Nothing can take me out my zone. AMG, Justice League, separate but equal. Been a pleasure. I got more classics for y'all. Y'all start this one over though. Matter of fact, I'm about to listen to this again.
L.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, along with my lovely co-host, Miss Drama. That was Lil Brother, Speed Racing. And speaking of Speed Racing, I don't know if you heard about the officer who ran and killed the boy while he was speeding to on the call. No charges. In Woodbury, New Jersey. He was going 74 into 50, struck and killed a 10-year-old boy. And they said that he's not going to be charged. Nicholas Loschalento, or whatever the hell his name is. I guess it don't matter how I pronounce it. He's still a murderer. Even though they said it was not criminal in nature, which is some garbage, to say the least. I don't understand how.
So you say he was responding to a call?
It was not an emergency call.
Right.
And the officers were speeding, going 74 to 50.
Okay, that's malicious. So,
right.
So, like, endangering others.
Right.
This system is crazy.
Right. I mean, you killing folks and not getting charged, nothing.
Nothing.
I'm like,
they're not even like trying to intimidate the people, or like, I guess I really want to say like scare them, you know, because when you go through something like that, that you can sometimes like, okay, I'm trying to say like scared straight, you know, but they have no, they have no reason to want to change.
Well, scared straight. I mean, if you need scared straight by now, there's something wrong with you. You just a criminal and need to go to jail because you know these cops. It don't even
scared straight. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you check yourself, like you put yourself in, so like I have to do this. It's definitely something I have to work on. Like they don't even give them any of that. They have no reason to try and even uphold in any sort of standard.
Right. Oh, the standard is upheld. Kill them and get off for it. That's the standard that's been going for what? Since 1776, before that. We as a nation, kill them and get off on it, for it.
Kill them and we'll explain it away.
There ain't even no explaining. Not guilty. It wasn't criminal in nature. Just somebody's dead. I mean, yeah. Oh, well, conversely, in Arizona, a campus police officer who got into a fight with a black English professor who he stopped for jaywalking on campus, was told that he was going to be fired. And they're fighting it. He's been, Officer Stuart Farron has been on administrative leave since July.
Fighting the teacher.
Yeah, he's captured on the dash cam camera, the dashboard camera.
Uh-huh.
You know, serving her.
Her?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Professor Ursula Orr.
how he's been.
Yeah, and they're fighting it. He's like, this is an outrageous termination.
Wow.
He acted properly and said that he would vigorously fight the termination. We're going to be going to war on this one.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, yeah, because what it is there's a video and it shows him stopping her and ordering her to show identification before the struggle happens. As he tries to handcuff her, wrestles her to the ground, and starts kicking her.
Yeah,
and you know she told him, hey, I'm Professor Ursula Orr, English professor.
Right.
Here on campus.
I'm sure she was looking like a professor, had her stuff.
Yep, no hoodie.
I'm pretty sure it was clear as day that this lady was part of the administration.
Well, I mean, you get the name. All you have to do is call in, hey, Professor Ursula Orr.
That's it.
Yeah, that's not entering into the equation here. See, it's what you said earlier. There's no nothing. They have to go through anything. It's just business as usual. So for him, he's like, why am I getting fired?
He got some... Kahunas.
What
they say? Kahunas.
Yeah, Kahunas. Yeah. No, it ain't even Kahunas. He's looking like, look, I can kill her. I didn't even kill her.
This shit for breakfast.
Right. I didn't even kill her. I just kicked her a little bit.
Got on the ground.
Right. And I mean, and what's galling about this one is, you can't even claim the quote-unquote stereotype thug.
Right.
This
you
is
cannot.
A...
You cannot be
professor.
Here for your life.
Right.
You know, there was none of that.
Yeah, because they said jaywalking on campus. But, I mean, anybody who goes to college, I mean, nobody walks in the crosswalk. It's like,
exactly.
Ain't no cars coming. I'm rolling.
There are different pathways through the campus you can use.
Yeah, you just cross the street.
Right, pretty much.
Yeah, but, you know, he says that they had to go to the FBI to see whether or not any civil rights were violated. It's like, really? I'm like, you have to take to the FBI to see whether or not that her being kicked. A college professor being kicked, not for committing a crime or anything, but just walking across the street.
Right, probably trying to go home or go to her job, you know.
Right.
But yeah, they're up here, like you said, they're upholding the standards that they've been having for all these years. So it's sad, but we gotta. I don't even know.
No, well, I mean, it's one of them issues where there's no respect at all, and it's all the way across the board.
Okay.
Now, I'm not advocating violence on the air, but you know, I'm just saying that if you was a thug and you hardcore like y'all be bragging about all the time. You know, if you was going, you know, possibly shoot at somebody, you should shoot at people who actually oppress you.
Right.
Just saying, as a suggestion.
It should be for something, not nothing.
Right.
Definitely.
If you thug it.
But that is small print.
Small print. Thugging. Whisper it. Thugging. Yeah. So, the opposite of thugging, you know, Obama's talking about 2 years of free college. You can go to community college for free. Yeah. I'm like, Well, shit, man, I've already done that. Kind of late.
Way late.
Like, that's cool. But, I mean, okay, can I knock off 2 years of my student loan, man?
You, hey, that's what he should do for the people who are retroactive. That's exactly what he needs to do for us.
All right, we gonna have to, you know, we get off the air here, we're going to have to give him a call. Hey, dog, can you amend that?
We need a petition.
Yeah. It's like, just knock off 2 years. Retroactively.
That's good, you know, because if you say, like, our generation, even though we're really not in the same generation, we have more push to go to college and stuff like that. So I think that's better for the kids nowadays.
Every generation have push to go. Look, it's real simple. Either you do something with your life or you don't. Capitalism got two outcomes. Either you capitalizing or you're being capitalized on.
Right.
Ain't no middle.
There is not.
There's no middle. Either you get done or you doing the doing.
I like how you put that together. That was beautifully done.
Hey, that's what it is. It's called capitalism. There's the people at the bottom with no motivation but to be done.
But, I mean, they don't have no motivation. Because their whole life they've seen the struggle, and then you get in the struggle.
You know what? They talk about struggle. What? There ain't no struggle right now. I mean,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, we talk about struggle. See, people who are living off of checks that's given to them by the government, you can't complain about nothing. I mean, I'm sorry, but...
But they kids can.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people cannot complain because they are grown. They're making their own decisions. But when they do that and their kids are not their priority, those kids are suffering. It's just filling their food stamps to get ahead. That the kids aren't eating. I mean, they're only eating at school. Like, that's not that kid's fault. And like I said, they're coming up in this struggle.
But that's bad parenting.
Yeah.
That's bad parenting.
Yeah, there's a lot of
that. You know, your parent won't be up in the club, see these birthday parties where it's all adults and the kids to the side. No, get your ass out the
way. Yeah.
You know, the birthday party ain't for you. It's for your damn kids.
It's for the child.
Right.
Why we got all this liquor here?
Right. It's like, look, that's what I'm talking, you know, bad parenting. See, struggle to me is like when you had slavery and Jim Crow. And, I mean, yeah, it's still tough for me, obviously.
Right. It's just a different type of struggle.
Yeah, it's a different type of struggle. You know, half the struggle is the psychological change that we always talking about, where you have folks who oppress themselves. And they don't even need no help to keep yourself down.
Yeah, we don't need no help. It's been embedded in our brain. Like, you know, it's
yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny. You said embedded in your brain. You know, I'm always gonna talk about those studies that are out there, that people put out there. There's a study for you.
Oh. Must be a good one.
It's a real good one. Do you think you have a good memory?
Oh yeah.
You have a great memory, right?
I have a good memory.
Okay. Well, you know why you have a good memory? According to this study, it says that people who have dirty thoughts have great memories. And if you want to improve your memory, dirty thoughts are the key.
How I basically just told on myself again.
You know, I was like, wow. Yeah, Ed Cook, I guess he's the grand master of memory. Well, the self-professed grand master of memory and author of Remember, Remember, Learn the Stuff You Thought You Never Could. Says he has a simpler way. He says, if you want to remember important information, think of something dirty.
Think of something nasty.
Yes. Just
you're going to get off track.
Right. Well, accordingly, you're not.
Really?
Yeah. So if you attach, according to Ed Cook here, he says that if you link a unique and memorable thought, like a sexual fantasy, with something more mundane, that can help you better recall it.
You'll never forget it.
Yeah.
So how is your memory?
I like to think I have a great memory.
A great memory.
Great memory. Photographic.
Well, shout out to Ed.
Yeah. Mr. Cook, we had to call him up like, hey, Ed, we got to get you on the show.
You know, thank you.
tell me the tricks. What I got to think about so I can remember everything in my day.
But you already have a great memory. You don't need that.
Yeah, but you know, it's applying it. I mean, you got a good memory too. So it's like you still can train yourself to be even better. You can hone your craft.
This is another
Well, you know. Ed Cook. Shout out to Ed.
Shout out, Big Ed.
Yeah.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real, real. You know? You can't remember it. Just that there's something boring that you need to do. Just put some sex thoughts on top of it. Bam. You got a meeting next Thursday, just think, I'm going to have sex at that meeting, and you'll remember it.
Just don't say the wrong thing.
But no, you don't have to say it. You
but if it's on your mind.
You got to think it. So
you know, sometimes when things are on your mind, because me, I'm thinking like, okay, so how do I get this off my mind once it comes up, you know? How do I get the sex part off my mind if that's what I've attached it to?
Well, you just don't do like homie in Florida and deflate tires and throw you.
Up the 97. He went crazy.
Right. I mean, I guess that's when.
But you know what?
Keeping it dirty goes wrong.
But she knew all of that was going to happen according to her profession. She brought it all on herself. She knew about the dream, so then she had to know what he was going to do.
Okay. But if you know that, do you keep your car in the same place?
About that thug life, you do.
I mean, but so is she a real psychic, though? Because if you're a real psychic and you know that's going to happen, I'd have told him that, and my stuff would have been in South Carolina. It's like
I wouldn't even told him.
Right.
She shouldn't even say nothing. Clearly, their relationship is not that strong.
Yeah, I'm thinking that they probably don't have a relationship right now.
I mean, yeah, he in jail, right?
Yeah, he's doing them those push-ups. Those jail push-ups.
I hope he's not plotting on this lady for when he get out.
Well, I mean, you know, I've heard that you go to jail and you get, what's the word I want to use? You go through orientation. I just say that. You go through orientation in jail and you're
oh, my God, I cannot.
You're trained.
That is so funny, I cannot even laugh right now.
You're trained with a different mindset. So, you know, hey, he might not come out ready to fight no more. I mean, he will have learned how to submit so much that he'll submit to anything.
Everything's good, you think so?
Yeah, orientation. Jail orientation.
Stop saying that.
All right. Well, I guess I can't say nothing else. So we gonna go on break.
You need a break.
We need a break. I need a break. So
you need one.
This is Kendrick Lamar. You know, when you kill thoughts, you know, or you're dead, something dies, it's rigor mortis. So we'll let Kendrick tell us about rigor mortis.
All right, here we go, third take. Real quick, Ali. Got me breathing with dragons. I crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson with madness. Now just imagine the magic I like to ask. Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Church.
He dead.
I killed him.
Amen.
Bitch. And this is rigor mortis, and it's gorgeous when you die. I leave recorded and I'm Morpheus, the matrix in my mind. I'm out the orbit, you an orphan and a hairdresser combined. I'm on the toilet when I rhyme, if you the shit then I decline. I climax where you begin and then I end on cloud nine. And that's important when you morph into an angel in the sky. And don't be forging all my signatures, my listeners reply. And tell me that you biting foul, you got a hell of an appetite. And I'm a beer for a while, just buckle up before the ride. Or knuckle up if you can fight, we always making them duck or die. A suit and tie is suitable, unusual, or suicide. CSI, I just might investigate this fucking parasite.
He dead. Amen.
That's what they telling me. Aim it at your celebrity. This is studio felony. Pharaoh Gambi to many and cool enough for the 70s. Nigga, pay back the vision, bitch. You been living in debt with me. Dead, I'm all in especially. Leave a call on his mother voice. Mother, say that he rest in peace. Big ol' chopper, the recipe. Wrestling, that's irrelevant. Rather rest at your residence. Whistling to the melody. Couldn't think of a better D. Better be on your P&Q. It's just me, J-Rock, Soul, and Q. Solar system and barbecue. Nothing else you can do.
He dead.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I killed him.
He did. Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper. I rapped them and made them Casper. I captured the likes of NASA. My pedigree to fly faster. How faster we to the pastor. We all are sinners. Once you sinners, the Bible study faster. Yo, hypocrite is reaction of blasphemy. I am passing my casualty. And it's casually done. And telling my salary coming. Lumps to 100. Don't talk to me about no money. The sun is under my feet and I come in peace to compete. I don't run. If you rather leap, my statistics go up in weeks. And I go visit the nearest creek and I get busy. Yo, mini MC really ballistic. Anybody can see any assistance. Everybody that sees I'm persistent. Freaking out, I'll be really too vicious. The permanent beast and the demolition. Bringing up the streets, better partition. Better dot your T. Hannibal mention. Out of all you see, putting my dick in the rap industry. Everybody bitching, getting mad at me. Recognize Kendrick in a battery. And I'm charged up in a catastrophe. It's charged up in my death to tea. And y'all fuck never could hassle me. And y'all love just found out you'll see.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Drama. That was Kendrick Lamar, rigor mortis. He did, for sure.
He did.
Amen. And speaking of Kendrick Lamar, you know, he did an interview talking about what happened in Ferguson. And he was talking about how I wish somebody would look in our neighborhood knowing that it's already a situation mentally where it's fucked up. And he admitted, you know, he'd been treated unfairly by cops plenty of times, like all black men have. And, you know, he said what happened to Michael Brown should have never happened, never. But when we don't have respect for ourselves, how do we expect them to respect us? It starts from within. Don't start with just a rally. Don't start from looting. It starts from within. To which...
that's why, you know, when they just had the what was the hostage situation in France?
Yeah.
They marched in silence. Did you see it?
Yeah.
They marched in silence. Like why we can't do that? Why we can't make, like, because that's a powerful message.
Well, see, here's the thing. He was attacked by Azealia Banks, who came out and was like, when we don't respect ourselves, how can we expect him them to respect us? Dumbest shit I've ever heard a black man say. And she goes on to say, LOL, do you know about the generational effects of poverty, racism, and discrimination? There are things in society that benefit a select few of us. Fine, but don't put down the rest by saying they don't respect themselves.
Exactly. Everybody's not the same at all.
Right. But she goes on to say, how dare you open your face to a white publication and tell them that we don't respect ourselves? Speak for your fucking self.
And I mean, I get that part about her. She fails to make sense to me all the time. Like, she'll say something. She'll have one little sentence that, you know, she read somewhere and it'll get a message across. But everything else she's saying is just, you know,
well,
talking.
I see where she's coming from, but at the same time, you know, what Kendrick is saying is, look, and it's what I believe, until we stop killing ourselves and not thinking of ourselves as worthy of life, how do you expect anybody else to?
Because that's your automatic right. You know what I'm saying? You are worthy of life. God put you here. We all the same.
Okay.
Set us all up from the inside out. We are all the same. We all deserve respect. You should still treat people the way that you want to be treated. And, you know, that's that same old saying. And at the end of the day, it's still, you know, true. You're supposed to love the lesser of them more.
Right. I mean, but see, what we're saying is, look, because you can march Black Lives Matter, but if you're not marching against the people that we were talking about earlier, them thugs, if you're not marching against them killing each other, it defeats the purpose. Because that's the number one issue. If you deal with the lack of love in the mirror first, then everybody else will have to take notice. Like, okay, they're not killing themselves no more. So we can't. And perfect example. We got an email from the homie G, who was stunned that Iggy Azalea won hip hop. You know, where they say, G says, I was sitting there stunned and confused. If you know true hip hop, boy, this one was a huge disappointment. This idea of mainstream hip hop is like some mediocre pop music with a sexy woman being fed lyrics so that the people can actually listen to hip hop.
Right.
And I mean, for me, I think of it the exact opposite, because I'm from the generation that's like, as Flavor Flav and Chuck D once famously said, who gives a fuck about a goddamn Grammy? I mean, I don't care who won the award, because I wasn't listening to her music anyway. So
probably one in a few. That, you know, they overexposed these people. She was on a Samsung commercial for the new Samsung. They overexpose you to what they want you to, you know, to see.
Okay, but
they have these people just come out and, like, basically overnight celebrities.
Yeah, but, okay, she had a hit. I'm not buying the album, and I'm sorry, I don't hear people riding by me when I'm driving to work or anywhere else, pumping that. So, I mean, her winning the award, it's like, okay.
But they
I mean, is hip hop?
I mean, I don't know how you haven't heard it, because
no, I've heard
her fan base. Her fan base is actually buying records. I think she is one of the last few people that have been going, like, whatever, gold, platinum, whatever, because they're actually purchasing her music.
Well, but you know what? I think that's a misnomer, because you can ship platinum. Don't mean nobody bought it.
But I thought that's exactly what that meant. I thought when you did that, that was your album sold.
No, that's just you ship platinum because they anticipate the sale. But, you know, I know hardcore artists sell way more, but they don't make as much money because, you know, you do that slave deal. And I'm guessing that, hey, but that's, you know, Immortal Technique has famously said for years, I sold 80,000 and I made more than I would have made by going gold or platinum on Atlantic. And that's the point. And, you know, and if hip hop is about these award shows and the mainstream, fuck the mainstream.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna be recognized by folks that don't even listen to your music.
They don't even know who you are.
Right. They don't. It's like, oh, you. Yeah, you show up at the award show. They, oh, he's the new one.
Oh, that's him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good job. Yeah, they clap for you, and then you go, and you don't exist no more. So Iggy, Ziggy, whatever her name is, it don't matter.
It's Iggy.
Whatever.
We respectful.
No, I'm just saying. I won't be buying her album anytime soon. I don't care if she won the People's Choice, the non-People's Choice, the Grammy.
Who's voting? Who's going to faithfully vote? We not.
Yeah. So.
You know, like.
I don't recognize it. But I can tell you what I do recognize. You recognize George Zimmerman?
I love him. He a nigga.
Well, yeah, he pulled out a gun on somebody else.
Mm-hmm, his girlfriend.
Right, and I'm like, so let me get this straight. He pulling out on the girlfriend. It's like this is like second or third time.
Third, yeah. That we know of.
Right. And he's not a danger to society. He killed.
The same thing that popped into my head. And I'm like, okay, so listen, I need y'all to take his gun, running past a bunch of unsolved murders, because I'm sure y'all going to clear up something.
Right.
He too hard with that piece on him.
Well,
come on, you put it out on your wife after she rocked with you through this whole trial. It's like he's miserable and he want to take it out on everybody else. He went to hunt Trayvon down, you know, as he walked past his house.
Right.
Hunting him down, you brandishing a gun in your wife's face. A few months later, you brandishing a gun in your girlfriend's face. He told them both the same thing. You was going to shoot him.
Right. We
a complete danger to society.
Right.
And it's just...
Now, how is he
successful? I feel like it's just a slap in the face every time.
Right. Because he keeps getting out. He keeps pulling his gun out, and we know he has a history of killing innocent people.
But I saw him scared straight. They got a little 14-year-old boy in there for stealing juice from the school cafeteria.
Right.
Clearly he was thirsty. Clearly he needed to do it. It's a juice.
A juice. Right, that's something that you get detention for.
It's even that. Like, somebody should look the other way.
Right. Well, no, I'm just saying, you give them detention like, hey, I understand that you were thirsty, you needed the juice. That's detention. And you talk them down, because that's, you're not a criminal.
Right.
You just
for someone to take thirsty. Juice.
Right. And
there's probably a deeper problem.
Right.
And to just throw them away, you know, and it's a kid, our future. But then you got Zimmerman.
Keep getting
his license to kill, because, right, you know, he hasn't been reprimanded, anything. You know, there's no difference in what he did. You know what I'm saying? In what he's going to do.
Right.
Eventually, he is going to pull that trigger again and take another life.
Right.
The only thing about that is that it's not going to be his own.
Right. Yeah, I honestly wish he would kill himself.
Man, or I need
George Zimmerman, kill yourself.
Please.
You know, just be depressed and just get it over with.
He's not gonna be depressed. He thinks he's a man. But that is a powerful feeling.
Oh yeah, I know, cause they was donating money to him and they gave him money for being a criminal.
Oh no, that was the other officer. That was the.
No, we talking about George Zimmerman, his defense fund.
Remember? He got $500,000, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for being a criminal.
That's
so, which leads me to my last statement here. President Obama.
Obama.
Yeah, I got it that, you know, he couldn't talk about black things because he wanted to get reelected. You in your second term now, dog. You know.
It's over.
These folks, that's killed. I mean, you can make a statement about that.
Yeah, you can rock out with your cock out right now. It's your world. Like,
exactly.
You don't have to watch yourself.
Hey.
It's kind of disheartening.
It's very disheartening because we talking about the killing of unarmed black men. I mean, last time I checked, yeah, you got a white mom, but you a black man. And if you can't see yourself in the mirror, I mean, he's the most vilified president ever. How many statues have we seen of him being lynched, yeah. Dolls.
But hold up. Nobody has ever gotten into the White House. I mean, okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Before President Obama, you know how it's been like 5 or 6 people that have snuck in the White House so far?
Right.
Like before this, has that ever happened?
Nope. Strengthening the point. Say something. I mean, or at least do like Bill Clinton and just start killing folks that spoke out about, you know, that second term, all them folks, the white water, whatever that was, everybody that spoke out, they all
Watergate.
Started disappearing. Well, it wasn't water, it's white water, I think. The people that was talking about something he did in Arkansas, they all started disappearing. I'm just saying that, you know, you can make some stuff happen. I mean, like, If you was really who you could be, you could say, hey, you know,
right.
y'all take Zimmerman out.
Yep.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying it. I'm saying it.
You said it clear as day.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I said it, but I didn't say it. I mean, you.
No, you said it.
If you wanted to, you could say, hey, you know, Zimmerman, he got a.
That should definitely be the next thing on his to-do list.
That officers, those officers that took out Michael Brown and everybody else that's been I mean, there's so many names.
You can't even keep up.
Right.
So many, I'm sure there was some more added to the list today.
Right. You can just like,
you know,
hey.
God forgive them.
Take
all out. They don't know.
Take them
they
all out.
They don't know.
Please. I said
it's
please.
A crazy world we live in.
Yeah. I'm saying please. On that note, from this drama, I'm Mr. F the N-word. This has been another Smooth Drama production. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
See you next week.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.